Last week, the Washington Post reported that top-level officials had approved a plan to generate real and illusionary events to make Libya's Colonel Muammar Gaddafi think the United States might once again attack. Bernard Kelb's resignation is the first in protest of that policy. A similar resignation occurred at the White House in 1983 when a deputy quit to protest misleading statements given to the press shortly before the American invasion of Grenada. NPR's Bill Buesenberg has more on today's announcement.
Bernard Kalb had been a veteran diplomatic correspondent for CBS and NBC before being picked 2 years ago by Secretary of State George Shultz to be the department's chief spokesman, officially an assistant secretary for public affairs. His brother Marvin Kalb is still with NBC. Today, Bernard Kalb surprised his former colleagues in the news media by quitting over the issue of the administration's disinformation program. Kalb would not confirm that there was such a program, but he said he faced a choice of remaining silent or registering his dissent. And even though the issue appeared to be fading from the news, Kalb grappled with it privately and decided he had to act.
The controversy may vanish, but when you are sitting alone, it does not go away. And so I've taken the step of stepping down.
The State Department has reportedly been involved in the disinformation issue, but Kalb said his guidelines have always been not to lie or mislead the press, and he has not done so. Kalb went out of his way today to praise Secretary Shultz, a man, he said, of such overwhelming integrity that he allows other people to have their own integrity.
In taking this action, I want to emphasize that I am not dissenting from Secretary Shultz, a man of credibility. Rather, I am dissenting from the reported disinformation program.
Kalb's comments suggested Shultz perhaps did not go along with the disinformation program. But in public, the Secretary of State has defended the administration's policies against Libya, saying in New York last week, "I don't have any problems with a little psychological warfare against Gaddafi." He also quoted Winston Churchill as saying, "In time of war, truth is so precious it must be attended by a bodyguard of lies." Shultz was asked about the disinformation effort last Sunday on ABC.
I don't lie. I've never taken part in any meeting in which it was proposed that we go out and lie to the news media for some effect. And if somebody did that, he was doing it against policy. Now, having said that, one of the results of our action against Libya, from all the intelligence we've received, was quite a period of disorientation on the part of Gaddafi. So to the extent we can keep Gaddafi off balance by one means or another, including the possibility that we might make another attack, I think that's good.
Well, are you making a distinction?
In a sometimes emotional session with reporters today, Bernard Kalb said that neither he personally nor the nation as a whole can stand any policy of disinformation.
I'm concerned about the impact of any such program on the credibility of the United States. Faith in the word of America is the pulse beat of our democracy. Anything that hurts America's credibility hurts America. And then on a much, much, much lower level, there's the question of my own credibility, both as a spokesman and a journalist. A spokesman for a couple of years, a journalist for more years than I want to remember. In fact, I sometimes privately thought of myself as a journalist masquerading as a spokesman. In any case, I do not want my own credibility to be caught up, to be subsumed in this controversy.
The timing of Kalb's action today is likely to add to the controversy over government deception. And it comes at an awkward moment for the Reagan administration, just days before an important pre-summit meeting with the Soviets in Iceland and in the wake of official denials about a downed guerrilla resupply plane in Nicaragua. One American was captured and others were killed in that action, but officials have said the flight was in no way connected with the U.S. government. Kalb said his resignation today had nothing to do with any other incident. I'm Bill Buesenberg in Washington.